Thank you, Dave. Let's pray together. Awesome God, thank you for this day. God, thank you for drawing us all together in your house, in your presence. And God, thank you for blessing us in all the ways you have already. And now, God, I pray that you would bless us through these words that you have given me to share. And as I share them, God, may there be more of you in them and less of me. I pray all that in Jesus' name. Amen. Sometimes God has different ideas than I thought God had. Sometimes he makes it clear that my plans are not actually his plans, right? And then I have to lay mine aside, or at least I should lay mine aside. Has that ever happened to you? Have you ever made that discovery in your own life? It happened to me this week. On Wednesday morning, he spoke that to me, and he began to move me, and he began to move this message in a different direction than I had planned or expected for him to move it in. See, I had planned to preach about Moses and how when God called him to go to Pharaoh, he didn't feel adequate for the job. He didn't feel like he was enough, right? I had planned to preach an entire message about how when God calls us, he also equips us even when we don't think that we are good enough. He makes us good enough, right? I love the saying, God doesn't call the equipped, he equips the called. I believe that that is so true, and we will consider that and talk a little about Moses this morning, just not exactly the way that I thought that we would. Some of you know that this entire series came partially from a question I asked our congregation back in June and on Facebook. And so the question was, what are you most afraid of in the world? What are your biggest fears in the world? Well, one of the fears that a lot of you told me you suffer from is the fear of not being enough, of not being good enough, not being enough for your kids, not being enough for your spouse, not being enough for your parents, not being enough for your employer. And for some of you, the fear is just that you don't feel like you are enough, period, right? That fear, like so many of our fears, believe it or not, has an official name. Can you believe it? The name of this fear is allophobia. Allophobia, the fear of not being good enough. When I realized this was the direction God wanted to take us this week, I was kind of sad. I was sad when I learned that's what he wanted us to hear from him. It made me sad to think that people feel this way. That people feel that they are not good enough. But the more I thought about it, the more I realized I suffer from this sometimes too. Sometimes I don't feel like I am enough. I don't feel like I'm enough for Megan. I don't feel like I'm enough for our girls. I don't feel like I'm enough for all of you. I don't feel like I'm enough for God sometimes. And sometimes I just plain old don't feel like I am enough, period. It's not a great feeling, is it? And it is scary. So I'm not surprised that there is an official name for it. Do you ever suffer from it? Do you ever suffer from allophobia? Do you ever feel like you're not good enough, not enough for yourself or for your friends or your spouse or your parents or your God? Do you ever have a hard time believing that you're enough, that you bring enough to the table, whatever that table might be? This is a real fear, isn't it? It's a real fear for a lot of people. And I would even go a little further than that. I think it's more than a fear, or at least I think it's a different type of fear. I think it's actually more like a way of life for a lot of us, sadly. I say that because when I think of fears, I think of things that we worry might happen, right? Things that we think might happen. For instance, I worry that a spider might crawl on me, right? Actually, let's be honest. I worry that a spider might be in my general vicinity. I just step on them, so I don't get scared after. It's just that initial thing, right? Like it's there, and so I'm like, ugh, it's scary. Ask Michael. I also worry about being in high places and falling from them. I developed a new fear this week, and it has a name: Shirophobia. Shirophobia, the fear of squirrels. So I worry that maybe one day I'll walk around the corner and there inside a building or inside a house, a squirrel will jump out and scare me half to death. I'm trying to get a handle on that one, along with Guardian Pest Control. Some of you fear snakes, so you worry that at some point you might encounter a snake. You see what I'm getting at? You see what where I'm going? Fears typically affect us occasionally, right? And most of the time, we can at least attempt to avoid the thing that we fear, or avoid the things that we fear. I don't have to go to high places, right? I don't have to do that. Those of you who are afraid of sharks, and there were some, galeophobia. Those of you who suffer with galeophobia, you do not have to be in the ocean with sharks, do you? You can avoid that fear. I don't have to walk around in a building where there might be a squirrel running loose. And clearly there are others who don't. But this thing that we're talking about this morning is more than that. First of all, let me tell you, there's no squirrel in this room. Probably. This thing that we're talking about, though, this morning is more than that, more than a thing that we can avoid. Not feeling like we're enough or not feeling like we are good enough doesn't seem occasional to me. It doesn't seem occasional to me. It seems like something that is always there in some way or another, or at least it could be always there in some way or another. So at the very least, it's a different kind of fear than the others that we talk about a lot, right? But I want to make a statement this morning that I hope will help you and me and anyone else who ever feels this way. You are enough. You are enough through Christ. According to Jesus, you are enough. According to me, you are enough. But more importantly, according to Jesus, you are enough. Even when you don't feel like you are enough to Jesus. And you are enough through Jesus. If you leave here this morning with nothing else from this sermon, because you have squirrels on your mind, but if you leave here with nothing else from this sermon, leave here with this: you are enough for Jesus, and he proved that on the cross. Amen? Amen. You are enough for him to literally sacrifice his life for. You are that good, and you are that important, and you are that precious to Jesus. You are enough to Jesus, and you are enough through Jesus. And this isn't for your neighbor. This is for you. You are enough. I hope you know that today. I hope you will always know that. That is what I am positive God wanted for this message. And it's why I'm positive he wanted for you through this message. He wants you to know today that you are enough. Whatever has you thinking you're not, you are enough. And that's what I believe God wants you to know when you leave here this morning. No matter what, you are enough. So I hope you believe that today. I would stop now, but I'm not going to. Here's what else I hope, though. I also hope that when this fear of not being enough rears its ugly head, that you'll remember the words of the Apostle Paul that Dave read for us this morning. Some of those words are among my very favorite in all of the scripture, and I think of them often when I don't feel like I'm enough, right? So Paul wrote this to the Roman church: we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. Isn't that great? We are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor things present nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Nothing. Y'all know that word, right? Nothing can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord? Nothing. Through Christ, you are enough. You are enough for God. You are enough for your kids. You are enough for your spouse. You are enough for your parents. You are enough for your friends. You are enough for your employer. You are enough through Christ. Amen? You are enough. You are enough to be loved by God with a love that cannot be lost, no matter what. Isn't that something? That's good news, isn't it? You are enough. So that is the truth that we can see in Scripture, right? And it's a truth I believe we can put our faith in. That is the truth that we can learn from God's Word and believe. If He loves you that much, and if that love is that irrevocable, and I believe that it is, you are then enough, right? That is the truth. Truth is a funny thing sometimes, though, isn't it? My truth right now is that you are enough, because I can see in Scripture and believe in my heart that God loves you so much that He sent Jesus to save you, and that Jesus loves you so much that He literally gave His life for you. That is my truth right now. That's my truth. But what's yours? What's your truth today? For some of you, your truth is that you are not enough, right? For some of you, that is your truth. For some of you, there is a strong fear of feeling or feeling of inadequacy. You fear that you are not enough for some reason, right? And that is sometimes what you feel is truth for you. What causes you to believe that truth, though? What causes that? What is the reason or reasons that you feel inadequate right now? As I thought of this message and prayed to God about how He wanted to use this passage from the book of Romans this morning, I thought of all of the things that Paul said could not separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. He said neither death nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God, right? But then I realized Paul's is not an exhaustive list, really, is it? It didn't have to be completed there, right? The list can go on and on and on. There are so many things that Satan can use to make us feel inadequate in our lives, to make us feel like we are not enough, to make us feel unlovable, right? So many things. So what are those things for you right now? What are those things for you today? Is it your weight? It is for me sometimes. Is it your age? Is it your race? Is it your sexuality? Is it your physical health? Is it your mental health? Is it the stresses of your job? Is it low self-esteem? Is it grief? What is it that makes you feel like you are not enough? Add that thing, or add those things to Paul's list. Put them in there, right? His list that ends with, not even that thing, whatever your thing is, not even that thing can separate you from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus, your Lord. You are enough. No matter what you think is or will or has made you not enough, you are enough in Christ and through Christ. Amen? You are enough. I know Satan tries to tell you otherwise, but listen, Satan's a liar. No amen? Amen. Satan's a liar. He tries to make you feel like you're not enough in so many ways with so many pinpricks, right? But Satan is a liar. Jesus is not. And Jesus says there is nothing that can separate you from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus. I said earlier that I had planned to base this whole message on Moses' call to go to Pharaoh and demand that he let God's people go. Just a small little task that God had for him, right? Well, I'm still going to go there a little bit because I think that that story is so relevant to what we are talking about this morning. You see, Moses did not think that he was enough, right? If you read Exodus 3, you will find out Moses did not think that he was enough. Moses suffered from adelophobia too, right? Exodus chapter 3 tells the story of God calling to Moses through a burning bush. It's one of the most famous stories in the Bible, isn't it? But sometimes we don't get all the way to the meat of it. But God called him through a burning bush, and he said to him, "Come, I will send you to Pharaoh to bring my people, the Israelites, out of Egypt." You see, the Israelites had been forced into slavery in Egypt, and God wanted to deliver them out of that life, and he wanted to use Moses to do that. He wanted to use Moses to be his spokesperson. He wanted Moses to go to Pharaoh for him to deliver the message. God wanted to deliver the message to Pharaoh through Moses. He wanted Moses to go demand that the Israelites be released from slavery and set free. But Moses suffered from adelophobia, like so many of us, right? He did not feel like he was enough. Scripture says, "But Moses said to God, 'Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and bring the Israelites out of Egypt? Who am I that you would call me to do that?'" You see, Moses was afraid that he was not enough. He was afraid he was not enough. He was afraid he was not enough for God. Not enough for the Israelites, not enough, period. You see, Moses had a speech impediment that made him think that he wasn't enough. He had a complicated relationship with the Israelites that made him think that he was not enough. He had a low opinion of himself that made him think that he was not enough. But here's the thing that we can learn from Moses' story. God made him enough, didn't he? That's good news, isn't it? It's the same God that we serve. God made him enough. God said to him, "I will be with you." And God was with him. And God did make him enough. And the Israelites were led out of slavery. And eventually, although Moses didn't get to join them, eventually they were led into the promised land. And all of that was through Moses, who feared that he was not enough. But because of God and through God, he was more than enough, wasn't he? He was more than enough. Well, I hope you know. I hope you truly know and truly believe that you are too. You are too. You are enough because of Jesus. You are enough through Jesus. Even when you feel inadequate, even when you feel like you are not enough, because of Jesus, you can know that you are enough. That is the simple message that I believe God wanted you to leave here with this morning. You are enough for him to send his only son to save. That's a lot, right? You are enough for him to send his only son to save, and you are enough for that only son to give his life in exchange for. He gave his life for you, so you are enough. The proof of your worth is the cross. The proof of your worth is the cross and the Christ who died there for you. And so my prayer this morning is that you will always remember that. Always remember that. In those times when Satan is hard at it, making you think that you are not enough for whatever reason, think of the cross. When adelophobia begins to get the best of you, think of the cross and the Christ who thought and thinks so much of you that he gave up his life so that you could live yours freely. You are enough. You always have been, and you always will be. And I hope that you will never, ever forget it. Let's pray together. God, thank you for these words of Paul, for these words of Moses. We thank you for the life of Moses that we can look at and see you in the midst of. God, you made him enough. And God, we thank you for being the same God, making us enough too. God, today I just pray that you would help us to believe it. God, Satan sometimes works so hard to make us think otherwise. God, you are so much more than him. Help us to know that, God. Help us not to believe him, but to believe you, who says nothing can separate us from you. God, we thank you so much for that and pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.